play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, your local Guardian generator dealer. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By attorneys Roberts and Wilcox and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. By Kohl's Diamond Gallery, forever starts here. By medical and surgical specialists, Drs. Tom Patterson and John McClain at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 502. By Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg, providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law decisions for your elderly loved one. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. By Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agent on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Shelter insurance for auto, life, and home. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
It's now time to meet the players. Hanford Lakes Community High School. 6 foot sophomore guard, number 11, Tanner Blaine. 6 foot five senior guard, number 14, John Andros. 6 foot two senior guard, number 15, Tyler Swindle. 6 foot five sophomore forward, number 41, DeAndre Hudson. And a 6 foot four senior forward, number 54, Marcel Kirkman Bay. And the coach is Mr. Brian Phelan. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the starting lineup for your Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 6 foot one junior guard, number one, Dalton Davis. 6 foot junior guard, number four, Ryan McElmurray. 6 foot junior guard, number 10, Brandon Thompson. 6 foot six junior forward, number 23, Chad Thompson. 6 foot five senior forward, number 32, Victor Davis. Head coach of the Streaks is Mr. Mike Reynolds.
All right, there's the starting lineups, and we're about ready to go as Lakes is introduced and Galesburg introduced. Andrus, it appears, will even jump center for him. He does a little bit. I take that back. They're going to move him out. It looks like maybe Tyler Swindle in the middle. The DeAndre Hudson kid, a 6'5 sophomore, he is a big boy. Definitely a bigger kid than I expected to see. I don't know what they listed him at in terms of weight, but they didn't put his weight down. That's part of the issue because he is big. Yeah, Victor Davis going to jump center. In fact, they're going to move instead Marcel Kirkman Bay, about a 6'5 kid in the middle. They'll toss it up in the air, and here we go. The ball in the hands of Chad Thompson as the Streaks take control. And we're underway at Field Gymnasium at 12-11 on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL. On the right side, Ryan McElmurray. Man-to-man defense by Lakes. They're dressed in blue with white trim. Galesburg in the white with black trim. McElmurray with it. On the right wing, penetrates inside. Scoop shot, good! Streaks on top, 2-0. McElmurray a basket.
Excellent penetration by McElmurray, and if Lake's defense isn't any stronger than that all game, we're going to have some fun, especially with our guards penetrating. Let's hope that's the beginning of things today.
Down low. Now they kick it back out now into the hands of Blaine. Blaine, a wild shot running to his right. No good. Tipped around. Rebound picked up. And no good as it was Kirkman Bay who had it. Still tipped around. And Victor Davis comes away with a rebound. Four of his streaks. Yeah, they gave up 75 points to Marion Catholic. And that's a team that put 39 on UT and lost, 50-39. So UT now 2-1 in the tournament. Chad Thompson out to Dalton Davis. Streaks a 2-0 lead. We've played a little over a minute. And we'll come back tonight and play Minooka, which is winless in this tournament. Reach over the back. A little tic-tac foul called on DeAndre Hudson, his first of the game.
Yeah, Victor's going to have to probably bring his hops better in this game than any game in the tournament, because between Hudson and Kirkman Bay, those are big kids down there. They're twin towers, and Victor's going to have to work for everything he gets tonight on the glass.
Chad Thompson had a wide open three. He missed it on the right baseline. Andrews the rebound. Up top, Kirkman Bay. He'll shoot the three. Missed it. And the rebound, Chad Thompson. A real quick shot by Lakes that time. Not a real good one. One on two. McElmurray to the goal. Shot, no, but a foul. He'll shoot two. I think he may have drawn the foul on Andrus. 50% free throw shooter. Andrus is called for the foul, so he's got to pick that up, as McElmurray averaging 6.7 points per game, already has two. The left-hander, a junior, fires away. First shot good. 3-0 streaks. 6:33 to go, first quarter.
See former Silver Streak, now Moline head coach Ryan Weber up in the balcony bleachers
scouting.
Watching this one, scouting things out as Moline Maroons play the Streaks Friday night.
McElmurray missed the second, but Brandon Thompson the rebound. Another shot for the Streaks, up 3-0. Up top, McElmurray. Guarded up there by Tyler Swindle. Bounce pass up top to Chad Thompson. Hands off to Brandon Thompson on the left wing and to Victor Davis. They push him out of the post. Turns and shoots. Air ball. Not blocked either. Shot an air ball over Hudson. It went out of bounds. Though, did Lake touch it last? They did. Wow, got a break on that one. Lake not awake yet.
I'm not sure why Victor shot that one. I thought he had a little lane to the basket.
Absolutely.
Normally he'll take that if it's there, but he was real hesitant and let the shot go and short-armed it.
Driving baseline is Dalton Davis. Across court to McElmurray. Back to Davis. To Chad Thompson. Up top, Brandon Thompson fakes. He traveled. He was going to take it to the rim and shuffled his feet. First turnover of the game. It's on Galesburg. 6:01 to play first quarter. 3-0 Silver Streaks.
You mentioned the early game today, Mike, was a lot closer than people thought it would be. But when you're starting at, what, they start 9 o'clock for the first game, you never know what you're going to get.
That's true. Yeah, that low-scoring game as Minooka held on, or was very close, 44-39, as a three is put up. No good. Kirkenday the rebound. He missed the shot. And the rebound comes out to Brad Thompson, or Brandon Thompson.
And if he had a polish, he could be dangerous. But he's just
no question.
Got him. His shot has no touch. But, man, he's athletic.
Yeah, 44-39, Maine South beat Minooka. On the right baseline, three by BT on the way. He missed it. Rebound tipped around. Victor Davis comes up with it. He's going to go up over two-man shot. Good to foul. Victor works. He gets the basket. Streaks up 5-0.
Well, while Victor's giving up some, or at least about the same size-wise with the two kids down low for Lakes, you can tell he's a lot more confident. He's a senior out there. The one big kid for Lakes is a sophomore, so Victor taking it to him at times, even though he probably given up a little weight to that kid.
Victor trying to complete the three-point play. Is that Siegel up above Ryan Weber? Second free throw, no good. Or first free throw for the three-point play, no good. Kirkin Bay.
Sure is.
He's taking notes. So we got two big six head coaches here right now. So Galesburg better play well. Jump ball, and it goes to Lakes as they brought in Nathan McMahon in for DeAndre Hudson, who has two fouls already. And McMahon almost lost the ball. He'll stay with Lakes. They make another substitution as Andrew Flick scored seven in the second game of this tournament. He is in the ballgame as well, so two off the bench. Quick inbounds pass to Andrus, lays it in. He got inside Davis and made it look easy. 5-2.
Coach Siegel's already seen us once this year in our loss at Rock Island, but
he don't need to be here.
Yeah. That's probably what his wife is telling him. You know, it's Martin Luther King Day.
Right.
He's a basketball coach. He's going to be here scouting and probably run a practice after that.
Wouldn't doubt it. Three by Thompson, right baseline. Good. Chad Thompson hits the three. So three streaks have scored. 8-2. Galesburg. 4:52 to go, first quarter. Up top, Kirkin Bay. Over on the left side, three ball put up, spins out on Tyler Swindle, and the rebound comes out. McElmurray with the basketball.
That thing was down and came out.
Dalton, the three left baseline. That one is short. Rebound tipped around. Grant Chant Thompson grabs it out off the floor. Out on the right side, they work Thompson underneath Davis. He's going to ball fake Kirkin Bay. Tries to get off a shot. It's blocked. Gets it back. Pulls his way to the basket. All kinds of contact. They're not going to bail him out on that one. And Kirkin Bay came away with the rebound. That's his fourth of the ball game. And the other way, he scores. Just took it coast to coast, or Swindle. He gave it to Swindle. Really not very good defense on transition play there. Little 2-2-1 pressure employed by Lakes. 8-4 streaks, 4:07 to go first quarter. Right side, Thompson almost had the space to kick off another three. Just made one a moment ago. On the left side, BT will shoot the three. Good! On the left baseline over Kirkenbay. He's got his first points. Galesburg 11-4 of a lead. They have a couple of triples in the ball game.
One of the things you really like about Brandon, too, is it doesn't matter where around the three-point line he shoots it. He'll take it. He can make it from the corner, from the angle, out high. A lot of guys get set in one spot, but he seems to be able to shoot it from anywhere.
Up top, now they get it on the right side to Andrus. Down low, just a bad pass, trying to hit Flick down low, and he threw it away. 11-4, Silver Streaks, 3:32 to go first quarter. And Galesburg gets the ball, and here comes some more pressure. They'll pick him up three-quarter court. And it is a 2-2-1 press. McElmurray in the backcourt. Sizing it up, lobs up top. Dangerous pass to Davis. He brings it across half court. And then a bad pass out on the right wing. Fortunately for him, it was tipped out of bounds by Tanner Blaine.
Well, Lakes probably saw how much trouble we had in that first game yesterday or Saturday with Maine South, and they put the press on. We didn't handle that very well, and so this doesn't surprise me that Lakes is trying to come with a little pressure after a make here early in this one.
Wow, Andrus just picked up his second foul on just a little bump. They're calling it real close, except for when Dalton Davis was inside, got mugged. So two guys now, Hudson and Andrus, with two fouls in the first quarter. That's huge. That is the bulk of their scoring. At the 3:19 mark, he picks up number two. So we'll see what they do with that. I think they're going to go zone defense. In fact, they have gone zone. And it's a three. Thompson right side and another one. Chad with two threes in the first quarter. A 10-point Galesburg lead. 14-4.
Now Lakes is going to have trouble if they're just going to let Galesburg stand out here and shoot wide open threes tonight or this afternoon. The Streaks don't even have to make a real high percentage of them to punish you when you're that wide open.
Oh, nice. Good job by the guy going to the basket to read the cut. Swindle, a little give and go with his guard made out on the perimeter. It's 14-6. Driving baseline and losing the basketball. Ryan McElmurray got in too big a hurry. Second streak turnover. Kirkman Day back in the game, and they sit down. McMahon, they need Kirkman Day in there for size to deal with Victor Davis because they just got a lot smaller. They are leaving Andrus on the floor. He's got the basketball now. High post to Kirkman Bay. Back to Andrus. Nope, he didn't give it to him. Up top, they'll wheel it around. Another guy in the game, Parker Blaine. This time up top, it is Tanner Blaine. So two Blaines. Parker Blaine, three on the left side, all over the rim. No good. Rebound. Victor Davis fighting for it. Chad Thompson took it away from him. Chad with three rebounds. Fast break. Dalton Davis from McElmurray. Good! 16-6 streaks, running the floor beautifully. And a whistle and a timeout. Lakes head coach Brian Phelan wants a full timeout. We'll take it as well. Galesburg, a great start, leading 16-6 over Lakes. This is Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street.
Where do you turn for legal advice? Choosing an attorney should be more than a trip to the Yellow Pages. For bankruptcy, divorce, personal injury, estate planning, or a criminal case, get experienced legal representation. Roberts & Wilcox & Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street, Galesburg, or at galesburglaw.com.
You could win up to $500 cash just by wearing the red WGIL button. For more details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
First quarter, Galesburg on top, 16-6. All the starters have scored. The last bucket, a beautiful layup. Running the floor, Dalton Davis from Ryan McElmurray. Two players for Lakes in foul trouble. DeAndre Hudson, who started the game in a forward position, and their star player, John Andrus, with two fouls. Andrus in the game still. They're going to trust their senior leader. He brings it up. Guarded by McElmurray. Here comes Brandon Thompson to trap. Lobs it right into the hands of Victor Davis. Here comes Galesburg. Dalton Davis, no-look feed. Brandon Thompson gathers on the right block. Spin shoots, no good. Victor Davis, rebound. Put back, good! That was a man's play right there. Woo! 18-6 streaks. Man, he got in the air. Andrus with it right wing. Up top, Kirkenbay. He goes on the right wing to Blaine. And a whistle underneath. And I think it's on the Streaks. They cleared out in a hurry. Ryan McElmurray. His first, Galesburg's first. Mike Reynolds trying to tell him how to keep his space without getting in any trouble.
Silver Streaks putting on a real good show here so far. As you mentioned, Mike, they're much quicker at the guard spot. Much more disciplined team. And I think, again, as we talked on Saturday, the effects of playing such a tough schedule so far have really come into play in this tournament, giving us a chance to win this thing. And we're playing well right now.
On the right baseline with it. Flick dribbles off to the wing. Has some trouble. He picks it up. He catches Andrus going to the basket. Andrus missed everything. Victor Davis, the rebound. He's got four boards already. Running the floor. Thompson to the goal. Layup. No good. Got too far underneath. Chad Thompson, Tanner Blaine, the rebound for Lakes. He bounces over to a new man in the game. It goes off of Brandon Thompson. Dante Arnold, a 5'10 sophomore, running the floor. That was a tough both ends, really. Chad Thompson got caught too far underneath the basket, did everything he could to get a shot up, and then their guy, Dante Arnold, on the other end. Bounce pass into Kirkenbay. He'll follow a jumper from 14. No good on the left side. Rebound McElmurray. He's bumped. And it's on Andrus, I think. That is three on him. Wow, they're in trouble. 20, a game scorer, just picked up his third foul with a minute 13 to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, that's a tough foul on Andrus. He walks away shaking his head.
Wow.
Weak side board sometimes in that case, as long as the guy at the position comes away with it, they won't blow the foul, but that time they did, much to Andrus' dismay.
Victor driving baseline. He missed the shot. Put back good by Brandon Thompson, and he's fouled. Galesburg killing him on the glass. Brandon, a chance for a three-point play. 20-6 streaks.
Yeah, we're winning the rebounding battle 12-4 right now, Mike. Five offensive rebounds. Garrett Williams set to check in now, give Ryan McElmurray a break, and Streaks are owning this one. You know, we talked about Lakes, though, being maybe not the best team here, but maybe the best dressed. We really like those blue traveling
They're
uniforms.
Cool.
And, you know, when we first came on the schedule, I was like, who's Lakes? I've never heard of Lakes before, and then Ralph explained that to us. Merger of two Lake districts, mainly Lake Villa.
Galesburg on the press, tries to get the ball, almost came up with it. Lakes gets it back, and bringing it up in a hurry is Tyler Swindle. He's about their only scorer left in this game besides Kirkenbay. Kirkenbay, their post player, up top to Blaine. He's crossing over, tries to get inside. Cook pass over on the right side. Long three, and they get this one to fall through. Tyler Swindle hits the three. He's got all, he's got seven of their nine. 21-9, Galesburg the lead. Boy, that snapped a 7-0 Galesburg run. Streaks basketball. It is Tremaine Carson also in the game. Up top to Victor Davis from Dalton Davis. Left wing. Boy, guarded closely as Brandon Thompson. Garrett Williams catches free throw line. Nice bounce pass to Carson. Shot good over Kirkenbay. Tremaine Carson's first bucket. 23-9. Streaks the lead. Here comes the full court pressure. Swindle with it quickly in the front court. Man falling out of bounds. He throws it away. Galesburg's pressure again forces that turnover. Shot at half court at the buzzer. No good. And a very, very impressive first quarter for the Streaks. After one, Galesburg 23, Lakes 9. Back with the second quarter in a moment. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Hi, this is Jeff and Lori from Kohl's Diamond Gallery.
Some places want to fool you with the illusion of great values, but what they don't tell you is that the quality has suffered dramatically.
Lori and I take a lot of pride in every piece of merchandise in our store. We hand-select every diamond, which means you'll never find anything less than the finest quality.
Come and let the Kohl's Diamond Gallery family take care of you. We will make sure you're satisfied with your purchase and guarantee you'll want to visit us again.
Kohl's Diamond Gallery, 54 South Seminary, downtown Galesburg. Forever starts here.
Did you know for $12 a month you could have renter's insurance? A shelter renter's insurance policy would protect your possessions and cover liability losses that could cost you thousands. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. Call me today, 343-2428.
It's Patsy Michelle from Bates Collision.
Shh! You did not just...
Look at that dish. Seared squab with foie gras.
And that thing that just raced by with my appetite.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision...
Foie gras.
Out of collision.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Galesburg, a 23-9 lead as we begin the second quarter. Dalton Davis with it on the wing. Up top, McElmurray back to Dalton. Dalton looking inside for Carson. He's covered up, takes a dribble, hands it up. Top two, Ryan McElmurray, who calls a play. They line up at a 1-4 set back out on the right wing. Dalton Davis with it, sizing up his man, Dante Arnold. Dribbles over, Garrett Williams, three on the left side. It's short, Ryan Ricketts the rebound. Back to Williams, he's going to the basketball, strip loose off of a Galesburg player to Lake's third Streaks turnover.
Well, the nice thing about jumping out to this big lead early is we've got two games today, so Coach Reynolds can rest some of his starters over there right now. Chad Thompson, Victor Davis, Brandon Thompson all taking a blow, and so this is a perfect scenario right now.
Dalton Davis just picked a man's pocket. He ran up behind him on the press and got it, and then Galesburg's It's giving it right back on a bad pass to McElmurray. Four turnovers each. And that one was without pressure. They'll try and break the press again. This time they do quickly in the front court. They give it to Tanner Blaine inside. And foul. They brought their big kid back in. Hudson, DeAndre Hudson. And there is a foul underneath. Tremaine Carson. If there is some shoving or someone moving the wrong way, according to physics, it's probably Carson committing the foul. And he did.
Well, unless Ryan Ricketts gets in the mix.
Well, that's the other one, yes.
Could be a body fly there, too. He's still, of all the teams we've seen, Ryan is the thickest kid I've seen on a basketball court all year.
He is big. By a bad inbounds pass stolen by Garrett Williams. Good defense by Williams. Galesburg back the other way. Bounce pass inside to Ricketts. Up top, Dalton Davis. Could have had the three, decided against it. 7 minutes to go, first half, 23-9. Galesburg the lead. Dalton dribbling around out of the left wing to McElmurray. Up top to Ryan Ricketts. Right wing, Dalton Davis. Bounce pass down low. Inside, Carson working, and he scored over two guys. And one of the reasons he was able to do that is they got a guy in foul trouble, DeAndre Hudson, and Carson now with 4 points in the ballgame. And the other way, Galesburg does not like the blocking foul that was called.
Called on Ryan Ricketts that time, one of the few times we've seen him hit the court. But Tanner Blaine had so much momentum, he crashed into Ryan. Thought we might get a charge, but they said he wasn't quite set, so it's a blocking foul on Ricketts.
Tyler Swindle, the out-of-bounds man, and what, do we get one back or another one? I mean, and a whistle right away.
That's Ryan again.
Boy, he's coming out already with two fouls, and Victor Davis checks right back in. 6:43 to go, first half, 25-9, Galesburg the lead. Mike Reynolds talking to the official, not sure what about. It looked like Ryan did commit at least the second foul. Kirkenby, tough job to get that inbounds pass way up top. He's dribbling around, fakes a pass to a guard, then hands it off to Dante Arnold. Arnold using a screen by Hudson, picks up his dribble, Victor Davis on him, top of the key, they give it over to Blaine. Tanner Blaine trying to go on the right baseline with it. Tipped out of bounds by Garrett Williams, who's been all over the place.
You know, Ryan Ricketts, when he left the court, he pointed at Kirkenbay, and he said, hey, sorry, dude. Or whether he was saying, I'll be back. I'm not real sure.
Keep fouling, he won't be back. Otherwise, he might be. I know Kirkenbay probably thought, I'm glad he's out.
Yeah.
Drive in the middle. Pull-up jumper is good. Nice fadeaway by Dante Arnold to get Lakes their first bucket of the quarter. 25-11 Galesburg. So Lakes kind of hanging around. 6:14 to go, first half. Williams with it on the left wing. Skips it across to McElmurray. Now to Dalton Davis, top of the key. Man-to-man Lakes defense. Dalton dribbling around. Guarded by Hudson up top. Gives to Victor Davis. He'll fake the shot from the right wing. Give it back to McElmurray. McElmurray attacks the middle. And the little guy, Arnold, all over him. Victor now attacks on the right side. Tough shot. Shot it across his body off the glass. Got it to go down. Victor with 6, 27-11. Galesburg the lead. He's been tough going to the bucket. Here's Kirkenbay. A wild hook shot from about the right elbow. No good. Tipped around. It flies to the floor. Arnold picks it up. They get another crack at it. Hudson now on the left wing. Back up top. Swindle with the basketball. Head fakes on Garrett Williams to the basket. No. Blocking foul called. Williams, or rather McElmurray, tried to take the charge. Instead, he gets his second foul.
You know, like we said earlier, this Kirkman Bay, he's kind of an enigma for Lakes. He's 6'4". He can jump well. He's all over the place, but, you know, he's got the dreadlocks. He's this wild-looking guy, but his game is the same. I mean, he's just got no control on his shot. He just throws balls up at the rim. It's, if he had any touch at all, he'd be a problem, but he just throws it up there and clangs it.
First free throw by Swindle is good, and he has done all their scoring. He has 8 of their 12 points. Tyler Swindle is 6'2 senior. He's got another free throw. He missed the second. Garrett Williams comes out of there with the rebound. So Galesburg up 27-12, 5:25 to go, first half. Garrett Williams tried to bounce it down to Victor Davis. It was kicked on the left baseline by Nathan McMahon, who's back in the game, a 6'4 junior. So they got a little bit of size out there now. Dalton Davis will take it out on the ball. They'll put their big kid on the ball. DeAndre Hudson, Victor Davis with it, top of the key. Kind of holds the basketball, right side. Chad Thompson fires from three. It's no good. Rebound, Kirkenbay had it. Victor Davis just took it away. He steps back, shoots a three. It spun out on him. Thought he had that one to go down. Rebound chased for and picked up by Lakes, but either they got a timeout or they were out of bounds. Timeout. Good hustle by their guy, Nathan McMahon, as he was able to get a 30-second timeout out there. We'll hang on to it here. Victor Davis, 6 points, five rebounds already, and Galesburg really punishing Lakes on the glass as they lead it 27-12.
First 3 minutes of the second quarter have been pretty sloppy on both ends of the court. Silver Streaks have had only 4 points. And I think part of that, Mike, is the fact that we are rotating more guys in and out of the game. That starting five, which looked really cohesive in the first quarter, some of those guys were sitting down, and so I think that's taken a little bit of the ball movement away. And plus, in our transition, you get familiar with certain guys and how they're going to attack the basket, and we haven't had as many transition opportunities. So still, it's not hurt us. Lakes has only got, 3 points in the quarter, yeah, as well, but it's just we haven't played as well here in the second as we did that sparkling first quarter.
So Galesburg on the defensive end, full court pressure as they're employing and trying to deny the inbounds, and they get it up the floor. Here comes Hudson with it. He goes to the goal. He missed the shot badly. Rebound off the floor by Brandon Thompson. Boy, that was just a bad miss. Thought he'd take it in, at least get a foul. He didn't do it. Up top to Dalton Davis. He catches the ball clean. Tyler Swindle out guarding him. Man-to-man Lakes defense. Bounce pass Garrett Williams on the left wing, guarded by Hudson. He skips it down to nobody on the baseline. And I guess he thought someone was going to be there. Mike Reynolds puts his hands in the air like, what were you doing? And he just threw it away. Five Galesburg turnovers. Blaine back in. Tanner Blaine, one of their starters, 6 foot sophomore. And out goes their offense, Swindle.
Yeah, that throw from Garrett Williams is much of an enigma as Tony Romo's final interception was yesterday. You're going, what was he doing with that one?
Ball fake inside. They broke the press that time, getting his first bucket. DeAndre Hudson, the 6'5 sophomore. And I know those guys up there taking notes are going, okay, we throw the ball deep and get an advantage off of them. Beautiful move down the lane, split traffic. Brandon Thompson, no one stopped him. And he's got eight, 29-14 streaks. I mean, no defense there at all. Nobody stepped over to help. Up top with it, Kirkenbay down in the corner. Left side to Arnold. Arnold, he dribbles to the middle, kicks it out to Blaine. Three-pointer right baseline, he missed it. Rebound Victor Davis. He's having a field day on the glass, 6 boards now. 4 minutes to go, first half, 29-14 streaks. Here is a 4-on-3. Garrett Williams, three right side, is short. Rebound, and Victor Davis just mauled. DeAndre Hudson will pick up that loose ball foul. Both teams now with six team fouls, and will shoot the rest of the half. 3:54 to go, and Galesburg up 15. Swindle didn't sit very long. He's been their offense, has 9 of his team's 14 points. He's back in. And Galesburg going to, again, keep pressing. 1-2-1-1 press, and they'll look to trap. Kirkenbay, their center, brings it up. Skips it over in the corner to Arnold. Dumps it inside to Hudson, who laid it in. Very late adjustment on the defensive side. Hudson's got back-to-back layups, 29-16. Galesburg on top. Pass over on the right wing to Brandon Thompson, who is swinging the old elbows around at Arnold. Bounce pass down low. Chad Thompson banks it off the glass. No good. Victor Davis got a hand on it and knocked it out of bounds. Two Lakes. Galesburg a little out of sync right now. Lakes takes Kirkenbay out. And they bring in McMahon, Nathan McMahon, 6'4 for 6'4. 3:20 and counting in the first half. More pressure by Galesburg. Good job by Garrett Williams to get a fingertip on the ball as they tried to go in the left corner. He tipped it out of bounds. Tremaine Carson checking back in for the streaks. Out goes Garrett Williams. Williams did a nice job on defense. Blaine in front of the streaks bench dumps it in. Dante Arnold with the basketball down low. McMahon, left-hander, shoots the fadeaway from 10, no good. Up high for the board is Tremaine Carson. I love how he sprints down the floor. He gets after it. One gear, and that's fast. Inside to Carson, catches it, almost double-dribbled. Up top, Brandon Thompson. Fortunately, the ball was tipped, and it wasn't a turnover. And then Galesburg's Mike Reynolds calls a timeout. He wants a full one, talk it over. They're a little out of sync. 2:54 to go, first half, 29-16. Galesburg will take the break as well. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dickerson Photography, timeless images for you and your family, by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, and by Office Specialists Incorporated in Galesburg, Monmouth, and Kewaunee, where your office is their business.
Dr. Thomas Patterson performs a no-scalpel vasectomy, a technique done through a tiny puncture instead of incisions. It's less traumatic, shortens recovery time, and typically takes less than 30 minutes. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McLean, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Dominating first quarter, not so much in the second quarter. A lot of the bench getting some time against Lakes. Galesburg on top 29-16. They've been outscored 7-6 in the third quarter. Still 2:54 to go. Chad Thompson, Dalton Davis, Tremaine Carson, Victor Davis, and Brandon Thompson on the floor for the Streaks. They have the basketball. Here on the near side, Chad Thompson lobs at the backcourt to Dalton Davis. He'll be picked up by Swindle at the half-court line. Right wing to Victor Davis, guarded by Kirkenbay. He gets trapped, kicks it over to Brandon Thompson. Thought about a three, goes to the basket instead. Shot blocked from behind by McMahon. It'll stay with the Streaks. Didn't protect the ball and got it knocked out of bounds.
Yeah, I think he thought once he got by McMahon that he was in pretty good shape, and then McMahon with the reach swatted it away when it looked like Brandon was going to have an easy layup.
He gets the ball on the out-of-bounds play. On the left baseline, out to Victor Davis. Up top, Chad Thompson, right wing, Dalton Davis. Dalton Davis just 2 points in the first quarter. He's not looked to score very much. He gets around Kirkabay. Bounce pass to Victor on the right wing. Ball fakes. Kicks it over to Chad. Wide open three right baseline. He is off right now. Offensive board, Tremaine Carson. Back in it goes. Tremaine Carson with six. 31-16. He brings a spark yet again off the bench. And they are out of bounds. Long pass to Blaine down on the right baseline. He stepped on the out-of-bounds line, and they turn it over.
If Tremaine Carson continues to get a lot of minutes, he'll have his biggest game of the year.
Boy.
As long as they don't start fouling him, then the points will start.
Yep, and don't put him on the line. Exactly, exactly.
The weakness in his game
He's
is that foul
shot.
3-for-9
so far this year, free throw shooting, and trust me, those six misses, they're bad. Brandon Thompson catches, drives to the right, nothing there. Up top, Dalton Davis. He backs it out. Pestered out there by Dante Arnold, all over him like a fly. On the left wing, it's Chan Thompson. He dribbles it up to the top of the key, hands it off to Dalton Davis. They reset. 2 minutes to go, first half, 31-16. Silver Streaks the lead. Kirkenbay comes out to jump Dalton Davis. He's like, where's the foul there? He got nailed. Victor Davis, leaning shot inside the free throw line. He got it to fall despite being out of balance. 33-16. 17-point cushion for the Streaks. 1:43 to go, first half, and a offensive foul. A push underneath. Ooh, I saw the official go the other way. But they give it on Swindle.
It's a good thing Dalton Davis is pretty stout. Kirkenbay would have just knocked him over.
I'm shocked they didn't call that. He came out to jump trap him and nailed him. Pass on the left side for Thompson. Chad Thompson kicked out of bounds. And they'll do it again. 1:35 to go, first half, 33-16. Galesburg the lead. Jumped out to a 23-9 first quarter lead, and they've cruised from there. Inbounds to Victor Davis, to Dalton Davis. Left wing, Brandon Thompson. He's had a nice first half with 8 points. Down low, Chad open, lays it in. It spun around on him for a minute. He's got eight. Nice feed from the weak side, 35-16.
And a good look and a nice job by Chad Thompson to finish that. He used all his height and his arms and his reach that time. Nobody was going to block that away at 6'6". He went up real strong. I like to see that.
Swindle, top of the key on the left side to Blaine, guarded by Tremaine Carson. Down low, Kirkenbay, one-on-one with Victor Davis. He's backing him in. Wild fadeaway shot, hits nothing but the backboard. McMahon the rebound. He missed the shot. Chad Thompson, a strong rebound for him. And a whistle. Foul is on Lakes. And Chad Thompson's going to go the line. And very aggressive on that play. That was nice.
Well, this lead just continues to grow and grow at 19 and counting here with Thompson going to the line.
Yeah, it's the biggest lead of the game. A chance to build on it. McMahon picked up his first foul. Eight. Now on Lakes, 56 seconds to go. Chad's first free throw. Good. One in bonus. Chad Thompson with 9 points in the first half. Solid start. 36-16 at Galesburg. Continuing to add to the lead. Parker Blaine back in the game for Lakes, a 6-foot junior. Second by Chad Thompson. Good. Made them both came in shooting 68%. That'll improve. In fact, he's in double figures already. 37-16, Thompson with 10. Crossover dribble up top. On the left side, Swindle, long three, good. He's their shooter. He's got 11 in the first half, 37-19. Victor Davis, tough catch underneath. Gathers up top, Dalton Davis swings over to Chad Thompson. Back to Dalton, top of the key. 36 seconds to go in the half. Streaks by 18. Biggest lead was 21. Dalton Davis dribbles over right wing, top of the key, Chad Thompson, 27 seconds to go first half. He dribbles over to the left wing, kicks it back out to Dalton Davis. They'll hold for the final shot. They're waiting to pick him up. Man-to-man defense by Lakes, and going out to get him is Parker Blaine. They look to jump trap with Swindle. He dribbles to the left side. Up top, Victor Davis. Boy, if they can look down low, there it is. Carson back out. Dalton, three on the way left side. Yeah! They made him pay with the ultimate shot. 40-19. Streaks on fire and a steal at half court. Shot for three. Carson just missed it. Oh, Mike Reynolds, love his action, giving his group a big hand there as they go off the floor, leading 40-19. Stay tuned for the halftime report. We are back in a moment. Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
There's a new baby in the family, and life insurance should be utmost on your mind. Pratty Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency in Galesburg, has a great life insurance plan that is designed specifically for children. It's term life insurance to age 25 and is convertible at that time to cash building whole life insurance. You can pay in one reasonable guaranteed single premium. Makes a great gift from proud grandparents, too. Call Pratty Insurance about life insurance for children from Pekin Insurance.
When I step onto your farm, I am dedicated to serving you. I will offer only the best seed for your farm. I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dyna-Grow.
When you choose Dyna-Grow seed and CPS, you can be sure you are getting the best seed for your farm. I'm Gary Hager with CPS in Oneida. Call me at 221-7091.
There's nothing like the sweet, sensuous allure of
chocolate.
And once your mind gets set on
chocolate,
you've got to have it. So head over to McDonald's for a McCafe hot
chocolate
or mocha. Real steamed milk blended with oodles of velvety
chocolate
syrup, fluffy whipped cream, and topped off with a decadent
chocolate
drizzle. McCafe your day with a mocha or hot
chocolate.
At participating McDonald's.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com. And by Casey's Party Supplies at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg.
Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan just off the square downtown has 0% financing on most models, large rebates to kick the year off right, and new vehicles arriving daily. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan just off the square downtown.
Blinker.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks Boys Basketball continues with the Galesburg Orthopedic Services Halftime Report, brought to you by Drs. Garnett, Shire, and Bussey, getting you back into the game.
Sure domination by Galesburg in the first half as they lead Lakes 40-19, trying to go 3-0 in this tournament, and they can win it if they can hang on here, which they're looking to do, and beat Minooka, which has not won in the tournament, although they played Maine South to a five-point game, 44-39 in the opener here this morning. And United Township had some trouble with Marion Catholic before eventually winning it 50-39. The first half, Galesburg jumped out to a 5-0 lead before Lake scored. And then ultimately led 23-9 at the end of the first quarter. A 7-0 run put Galesburg up 21-6. And then outscored Lake 17-10 in the second quarter. Their biggest lead right now on two occasions at 21 points. The halftime show brought to you by Galesburg Orthopedic Services. Drs. Garnett, Shire, and Bussey getting you back in the game. Let's look at the numbers. And they are very much leaning heavily on Galesburg. Brought to you by attorneys Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com.
The thing that jumps out at you, the Silver Streaks continue to shoot at a good percentage over the course of this extended weekend, going all the way back to the Alleman game on Friday night. We shot 51%. We're right around 50% there against Maine South, and we're at 50% through the first half today, 16 out of 32 from the field, and a decent three-point percentage as well, especially in that first quarter. Streaks again, 16 of 32, while Lakes, 8 of 21 from the field for 38%. Even though shooting is always important, the biggest stat that jumps out to you here at halftime is the rebounding. Galesburg with 22 rebounds already at halftime to just 8 for Lakes. So obviously Lakes is going to have to shoot a high percentage to have any chance of getting back in this game because they're just getting killed on the boards on both ends of the court. And the turnover count, pretty similar. I've got 6 for Lakes and 5 for the Silver Streaks here at the break. So I'm a little surprised, Mike, I guess, in the fact that, you know, Lakes runs out the 6'4 and 6'5 kids down low. And then they're not skinny kids. They're good athletes, but they've been no match for, well, not only Victor, but also Chad Thompson's helped out on the boards. Brandon's gone weak side a few times, too. And Tremaine Carson, my goodness, he's come off and probably had 3 or 4 rebounds to go with, what, 6 points.
Yep. He's had a big game.
So, yeah, it's been a nice first half.
And it is. It's a testament to the schedule that Galesburg's played. I mean, when you're going up against Peoria Emanuel, you got a real good Western Big Six Conference this year. Played some good competition in Tutopolis and a pretty good, decent Charleston team at Charleston tournament. The schedule's been good so far, and it's really helped. You can either quit, lay down and die after getting your teeth kicked in a few times like they have, or you can continue to fight and find a way to win games and know that it's a long, long season and you got a chance to do some special things. And they're on the verge of winning their 5th in a row. That has not happened in a long time. And they're 7th out of their past 8. So still 2 quarters to go, and you got Manuka standing in your way later, which, again, a winnable game. But they're going to fight you tooth and nail. There's no question. Great balance in the first half. 6 Streaks players in the scoring column. Chad Thompson with 10 leading the way. 8 apiece for Victor Davis and Brandon Thompson. 6 for Tremaine Carson. 5 for Dalton Davis and 3 for Ryan McElmurray. Tyler Swindle doing all their scoring, really. 11 of his team's 17. Their star, John Andrus, got in foul trouble at his 3rd foul by 113 to go in the first quarter. He has 2. Dante Arnold with 2. And DeAndre Hudson, who had 2 fouls with 5:28 to go in the first quarter, has 4 points. Galesburg up 40-19. We'll come back with the second half in a moment. The halftime brought to you by Cranny Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
With a Guardian automatic home standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about blackouts. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of an outage. Guardian generators don't require extension cords, the mess and smell of gasoline, or prior planning. For less than the cost of a central air conditioning unit or a plasma TV, you can have peace of mind of your own 24/7 with your own personal power plant next to your home. For your Guardian automatic home standby generator, call the generator experts at Galesburg Electric. The electricity experts, Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Even when you know you need legal advice, you might find yourself hesitant to contact a lawyer. It doesn't matter how you got where you are. What matters is getting you where you need to be. Roberts & Wilcox & Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, and on the web at galesburglaw.com.
Life can be a balancing act. Let me help simplify things. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. At Shelter Insurance, we can insure your auto, home, and life. Let me take care of the business of life so you have time to enjoy it. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare. Cloudy the rest of today with a high reaching 36 degrees. Cloudy with patchy fog developing tonight and a low of 28. Cloudy Tuesday with a high of 37. Cloudy 27 Tuesday night. Freezing rain possible Wednesday with a high of 35. By Thursday, a full-blown chance of rain and a high of 35 again. Currently, it's 34 degrees at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Pick up the new red WGIL button today at a participating sponsor. For details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
Of course, side here with Steve Cheeseman. And, Coach, you don't have to stay in the locker room for very long when you're playing this well.
No, and you know what? This is one of those that you call a trap game. Our guys can't look ahead to something tonight. They got to take care of business now. They came out with a great approach, a lot of energy. We had a little bit of a rough spell in the second period and then got ourselves back together. Couldn't be more pleased.
You know, in that second quarter, you're rotating some guys in earlier in the game than normally you have, so we figured that probably played a role in that.
Yeah, and it did. And one of the things, however, I think is our bench has really become a good bench. I know we got a lot of confidence in those kids coming in and spelling our starters, and we don't miss a beat with them, and we're real confident with them.
And Tremaine Carson had a great second quarter.
Yeah, Tremaine is getting better and better as he gets more comfortable, more familiar with things. He's a great athlete, and he brings a lot to the table.
So do you continue to substitute a little more heavily with another game coming?
I think we got to come right off the bat here and really, really, really try to put pressure on him and not necessarily win the game early, but really get some distance between us and then go from there.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Jim.
That's Steve Cheeseman down on the floor with Jim Lee. As Galesburg has a 40-19 lead, and it's a good point. With two games on the docket, still a half a game to play here, and then you got Minooka tonight at 6. The argument is frequently made, well, you know, they're young kids, they can bounce back, and they practice all the time, they're good in shape. Trust me, nobody's in better shape than this team with a pretty slim bench. But you still want to get some of those legs, plenty of rest when you can, and I know deep down they want to go out in this third quarter, put a 30-point, 40-point lead on the board, have the running clock in the fourth quarter, and get this over with. We'll see how they do it. They bring the starters back out on the floor, Dalton Davis, Ryan McElmurray, Brandon Thompson, Chad Thompson, and Victor Davis. We'll see John Andrews again. After he picked up three first-quarter fouls, he is out there. They also bring back Dante Arnold, who did not start the game, so he's on the floor. The guy who led him in scoring, Tyler Swindle, out there, as well as DeAndre Hudson and their other starter, who was pretty good, Marcel Kirkambe. Down the lane, a bad pass intended for Andrus from Dante Arnold, and quickly they have seven turnovers as we begin the second half of play, and Galesburg a chance to add to a 21-point lead. And they're apparently going to fall back man-to-man and just kind of play it out. A lot of times when you're the coach, you just say, hey, try and win this half. Let's get something out of this game. You know, things went terribly wrong. Let's see if we can get something out of this game and prepare for the next one. And that's what they'll try to do. Victor Davis up top, pulls up, fakes the shot, goes on the right side to Brandon Thompson. He takes a dribble, right elbow, picks up his dribble, almost lost it as Swindle was closely guarding him. Dalton Davis up top. They call a play out on the left side. McElmurray up top, Chad Thompson looking for Victor inside. He's covered up. Brandon Thompson does get it to him. He's doubled on the baseline, ball tipped away, and he threw it away. So back the other way. Kirkenbell went to the basket. He missed the shot, grabs his own rebound. He put it on the floor. There's a mistake he made, but it gets knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Lakes.
Streaks going with their original starting five, at least for the first part of this third quarter. I would guess if we build that lead a little more, it won't take long to get some of the others in.
Boy, it's a look what I found basket off of a really broken out-of-bounds play for DeAndre Hudson. He's got six, 40-21. The initial out-of-bounds play pass got tipped and went right to his hands. Planned perfectly. Left side, Brandon Thompson up top. Chad Thompson with the basketball, right wing. He passes to McElmurray, attacks the middle. No-look feed down to Dalton Davis. He just threw the pass maybe a little too hard. Dalton will tell you he should have caught it.
Yeah, well, and McElmurray really had a wide-open lane there. He could have just gone ahead and dropped it in the basket. He was trying to be unselfish, which is cool, but, yeah, he just had too much momentum, whipped that ball, and Dalton couldn't catch it. There's not many that would have caught that pass.
Andrus dribbling it up, guarded by McElmurray. Over to the right wing. You'll get a screen. Screen and roll, in fact, with Hudson. Splits traffic, puts it up. No good. Rebound to Victor Davis. Not a bad two-man play. Just not enough there for Hudson. Nice long pass. McElmurray. Ball fake. Shot good as he got it up over the outstretched arms of Kirkman Bay. Pretty play as he hung in the air. 42-21.
Yeah, not many guys get that shot off because he's got hang time. I don't know how he ever got that shot off before he hit the floor.
Now he just committed a foul, and Kirkman Bay, they yell, take it easy. Kirkman Bay fell on him, so they got tangled up. And McElmurray's kind of his way he reacted there initially. The officials sprinted over there, and they're going to get McElmurray out of the game, bring someone else in. McElmurray with three fouls. Garrett Williams going to come in. I think they really were just trying to be proactive there. They thought maybe something was going to happen, maybe something aggressive. It didn't happen.
I think you got two players in that situation that don't really know what happened. They just know,
They landed on each
other. The floor and know somebody stepped on him, and the big kid, Kirkman Bay, tripped over him and thought somebody tripped him.
And he gets a nice pass from Arnold, lays it in as the defense overplayed. So Kirkman Bay, that's his first bucket of the game, 42-23.
Really?
Streaks
wow. On
top. He's been around the basket a lot, just hasn't got any to fall until now. Brandon Thompson, right wing. Looks like Lakes has picked it up a little bit. On the left side, kick it out to Dalton Davis from Williams. Three good on the baseline. He splashed through his second of the game. He has eight. 45-23. He's become real effective shooting. He doesn't take many shots anymore, but boy, he shoots well when he does. Up top, he's hawking now. Andrus. Andrus gets over to the right wing. Hands it off to Hudson up top. Terrible pass. And it's Williams stealing it away. Here he goes. Hands it off to Brandon Thompson. Can't control. Victor rebound. Shot good. Victor Davis with 10 now. 47-23. Streaks add to their biggest lead. Just okay. Kind of a bad pass that he lost control of more than anything.
I was going to say, you lose control of one. It's a good thing to have Victor Davis around because he made it look like an assist.
Good move to the basket by their little guy, Arnold. He got both Williams and Davis in the air underneath on the left block, and it's Victor Davis who commits the foul. No, it's Garrett Williams. I take it back. Williams first, and two shots coming up for Arnold. Arnold, 2 points in the game. They were just one of two from the line in the first half. Free throw on the way. It is short. They bring McMahon back in, and out goes DeAndre Hudson with a bucket in the quarter, six in the game. Second free throw by Arnold in just a moment. He bends his knees. Nice follow through. Makes that one. 47-24. Gaylesburg the lead in the ball. Chad Thompson on the left wing to Brandon Thompson. 5 minutes to go. Third quarter. A 23-point Gaylesburg lead. They have been in charge from the very get-go. Dalton Davis right wing. Attacks the block. Shoots up the shot. Somehow got that to fall through. What a strong, strong player he is.
Yeah, very determined to get that shot off and put it high up off the glass. Otherwise, it gets blocked.
25-point Gaylesburg lead, 4:40 to go. Driving as Arnold kicks it out. He threw it right between two guys, McMahon and Kirkenbay over on the right wing slash baseline area. And they have another turnover, nine in the game. We'll see a lot of the bench in the quarter. And if Gaylesburg can get a 30-point lead here, we'll see running clock, and that's even better. We saw that with the... believe it or not, the Maine South UT game. UT had the running clock against them. You'll not see that very often.
Gosh. Well, the only other time we've had running clock is the Taylorville game this year, right?
Yep, that's it. Up top, Garrett Williams kicks it over to Brandon Thompson. Left baseline, fakes, drives. Kirkenbay cuts him off. Dangerous pass. Tried to bounce it to Victor. Kirkenbay stole it away. And that pass isn't going to go through. Back the other way to the basket. Swindle. Shot good and a foul.
Wow.
That was a tough shot he made. Going flying into the basket. And he'll get a free throw.
That was really nice. He was knifing his way between two guys, one of them Victor Davis, and he had to get it up quickly enough because Victor was trying to swat it away, coming at an angle from the inside, and he got it up there just in time, got the nice roll off the rim and a chance for the traditional three.
Swindle with 13 in the game. He is 1-for-2 from the line, trying to get his team within 22. 49-26, make it 27. Three-point play is good.
He's a nice player.
I like him a lot, and he's scored well in this tournament. I mean, that's their two guys, he and Andrus. I mean, they got the makings of a pretty decent team.
If they can get any production out of their big guys.
Yeah, that's it. Down low, Dalton Davis kicks it out to Williams. No-look pass to Garrett, or rather Chad Thompson back to Williams. Three on the left side. No good. Rebound. Chad Thompson aggressive to the basket. Shot no good. Kirkenbay the rebound. Very aggressive, but he could not get it to fall down. Chad with five rebounds. Kirkenbay with six. He has it on the right wing. Dumps it into the high post. McMahon working on Dalton Davis. He's got a size advantage. He tries to get the shot up. He does with the right hand, his weak hand. Banked it in, and Davis fouled him. He saw the matchup. Smart move.
Well, the chances of that continuous clock have gone down with back-to-back three-point opportunities now for Lakes.
49-29. 3:40 to go, third quarter, and McMahon trying to make a free throw. Lakes two out of three in the quarter. This is his first attempt. He's a lefty. Shot is in the air. It is no good. It's spun out on him. Victor Davis the rebound. Victor has 8 boards and 10 points in this game. Very efficient day. And Dalton Davis brings it up. He's guarded by Tanner Blaine, who started the game but did not start the second half. Garrett Williams, jump stop, passes to Dalton Davis on the left side. Down low, Garrett Williams on the left baseline to Victor Davis, free throw line area. He's trying to put it on Kirkenball, and he just threw it. Ryan McElmurray took his eye off it on the right side and let it go right through his hands. That's an unforced error. Number nine, the turnovers. Lakes basketball, Andrus will play the point. McElmurray will guard him as he's come back in the game. Chad Thompson takes a seat. Andrus dribbles left side, hands off to Blaine, back to Andrus. He's going to drive baseline, and he is bumped by McElmurray. He hates the call. He's just the expression on his face is like, what can I do? That's four fouls on Bucket.
Yeah, Bucket's had a tough quarter. A couple of turnovers, foul, he got stepped on.
Five fouls on Galesburg, none on Lakes. Yeah, he's going to take a seat. In comes Brandon Thompson. And he's going, notice he's going wide around Mike Reynolds.
Yeah, he's probably glad to be sitting down.
Oh, what a poor defensive play on the inbounds. Mike Reynolds furious, and I don't blame him. They handed the ball to Andrus, and with a left hand, he laid it in, and he gets fouled. Another three-point opportunity. That's how you let a team back in the game. Back-to-back-to-back three-point opportunities.
Yeah, I don't know when the last time was I saw that.
That was terrible. So, Garrett Williams committed the foul. Andrus at the line, shoots well from the line. He makes the free throw, as you would expect, and nine in a row on their side of the court. 49-32. It's down to 17. This was a 20. We were talking running clock a moment ago. It was a 25-point lead. And they have scored eight straight. And now Garrett Williams almost loses it, trying to save it. He does get it to Victor Davis. Dalton Davis trying to go two-on-one, kicked out of bounds by McMahon. It'll stay with the Streaks. 2:58 to go, third quarter, 49-32. Eight unanswered points by Lakes. Dalton Davis gets it in to Brandon Thompson. You get a feeling they're kind of napping right now, and Mike Reynolds is trying to get rid of that feeling. Brandon Thompson on the right wing. Down to Victor Davis, right baseline. Guarded by Andrus. There's a guy you want to attack already with three fouls. Andrus cannot hang with Victor Davis in terms of strength. Driving on the left side is Dalton Davis. To Garrett Williams on the baseline. Hawked by Blaine. Top of the key. Victor, he drives, bumps, shoots the ball. Foul. He'll shoot two. I think it was the help defender, actually Swindle, or someone else over there who got him. It is Swindle. It's his second, actually. Now they put two on the board. Victor Davis to shoot two. He has 10 points of the game. He's 0-1 from the line. Now he's 1 out of 2 after he makes it.
Well, nice to see Victor go to the basket when we needed a... I mean, we're up 18. I realize that, but still the momentum had shifted to Lakes.
Time.
And we'd been out of sync a little bit, and the best thing you can do is take the ball to the basket. I don't care what level. I've seen so many teams this year. They get Illinois, certainly, standing around shooting the ball from the perimeter, and they just do not play nearly as well.
We missed that one way short. Kirkenbay, the rebound. You're right. Go to the basket. Get some fouls on them. They only have one. Andrus loses the ball for a moment. Kirkenbay picks it up on the right wing. Nice feed to Blaine going to the basket. He missed the shot. Tip up by Andrus. No. He gets it taken away him from Brandon Thompson and a foul on the floor. Foul is on, I think, Andrus. That was some big-time battling. They gave it to Kirkenbay. Of course, he got into the middle of it. So Galesburg inbounds under some pressure as Lakes comes back, and a really silly foul at midcourt. Dante Arnold just couldn't resist sticking his hands in the cookie jar, and he fouled with a 51-32 Galesburg lead, 2:13 to go third quarter.
I think maybe Lakes got a little wake-up call in the locker room at halftime.
I think so, too.
They look like a much better team here in the third quarter.
Certainly playing with more energy. Brandon Thompson, right side, works on Blaine. Shot off the glass good as he went down the right side of a lane. He's got 10. A lot of balance in this lineup. 53-32. Galesburg back over a 20-point lead. Inside, Andrus, ball fake. Shot up, no good. Victor Davis, one and done with him inside. He grabs number 9 on the boards. Coast to coast to the basket. Good! And a foul. Wow. That is impressive when you do that. You grab the board and you take about 4 dribbles down court, score, and get fouled.
I looked up to our right at some of the coaches scouting, and Ryan Weber was laughing and said something to somebody next to him. He's probably like,
That's insane.
I said, that's a pretty good offense. You can just sit back and watch your team at that point. Go Victor.
Victor's free throw. He struggled from the line in this one. The rebound pulled out by Dante Arnold. Yeah, you're not going to see that very much. Now he's on the floor trying to take the ball from Andrus. They lob it to Kirkenbay in the front court. Top of the key, Brandon Thompson all over him as he hands over to Arnold, guarded closely by Dalton Davis. 1:30 to go, third quarter, Streaks by 23. Kirkenbay fouled by Brandon Thompson at the free throw line. Watch the demonstration and all that. He kind of acted like he was punching at the air after the foul was called. Those are the things you got to watch. First on Thompson, Kirkenbay to the line, I think. Or are they going to go out of bounds? Yeah, it has to be the line. It's at least 1-1. So his first free throw attempted. I'm kind of curious to see how he shoots the free throws. I'll be honest, I'm guessing he's probably not a real solid free throw shooter. I'm going to take it just a wild guess after what I've seen so far just from the field. This should be interesting. I could be dead wrong. We'll see. He takes his time at the line, trying to get his team closer, and not very pretty. He missed it.
Well, back iron, I've seen worse, but like you said, we've seen some clangers come off his hands from the field.
Kind of a high release, not any follow-through. He pulls the follow-through hand back, but like you said, we've seen much worse. Now they wipe up some sweat off the floor. In fact, there's three or four of them working at it now, including the free throw shooter, who should be over there thinking about making that next free throw. He cracks me up.
Yeah, and everybody wants to get those sneakers a little wet so they'd be sticky.
Right.
So everybody went in
there.
Yeah,
that's the worst. When you're running down the floor, you keep wiping the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm.
He'll get another free throw, trying to get his team just a little closer. 54-32 is the actual score. He missed that one, and he crossed the line.
That ball wasn't halfway there, and he's charging in after.
At least he knew. Apparently he knew it had no chance. 54-32. Galesburg's outscored them, 14-13 in the quarter, so they played much better.
Does that go as a turnover?
Actually, I just called a missed free throw more than anything.
Because
if someone else had done it, it would have been a missed free throw. Nice feed from Ricketts to Carson, who's back in the game. Carson with 8. Ricketts, a beautiful feed, 56-32. Galesburg, the lead with 109 and counting. Kirkenbay with the top of the key, bounce pass right side. Swindle, 3 on the way. He missed it long. Andrus, the rebound over Carson, and then gets his pocket pick by Brandon Thompson. Back the other way. Thompson to the glass to Davis. No good. Rebound. Thompson, yes. Brandon Thompson.
What
He's
a terrific.
Got 6 boards.
A terrific up and down by Thompson to strip it away from the weak side. Nice lead pass. Could have been an assist. Davis missed a hard shot on the right side. Thompson hustles down, gets the rebound, puts it back in. Brandon was terrific on both ends.
Long jumper by Kirkenbay. It's the side of the backboard. Andrus saved him with a rebound put back.
I know that feeling.
What did he shoot that for? 58-34. Oh, he's something else. Brandon Thompson, he's one of those guys you're glad he's on their team. Pulls up, top of the key, the pass to Brandon Thompson. Sometimes you say, I wish that guy was on our team. Well, I like his comic ability, but he cannot shoot. Brandon Thompson pulls it out, 13 seconds and counting in the third quarter, streaks by 24. Mike Reynolds calls a couple guys over. They run an overload left side. Driving, Davis puts it on the floor. Hands to Carson. 4 seconds. Skips it across. BT. Catch. Shoot. Good from three. That was perfect. Brandon Thompson now with 15 in the game. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks are now back up by a bunch. 61-34 after three. Fourth quarter coming up. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
When I step onto your farm, I am dedicated to serving you. I will offer only the best seed for your farm. I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dyna-Grow.
When you choose Dyna-Grow Seed and CPS, you can be sure that you're getting the best seed for your farm. I'm Kevin Devlin with CPS in Oneida. Call me at 221-7454.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends.
Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street.
I'm Will Stevenson. Get complete information on the Winter Olympics in Vancouver by clicking on the Olympics icon at WGIL.com.
Streaks up big as we begin the third quarter, 61-34. Working inside, Ryan Ricketts gets a shot up close, no good. Rebound way up top off the floor to Garrett Williams. Here's a jumper, Chad Thompson, right side, no good. Rebound to Lakes for Arnold. And he pushes with the right-hand bounce across half court, picked up by McElmurray, playing with four fouls to Andrus, top of the key, left side. Putting it on the floor, Jacob Carey in the game for the first time. Shot up, no good. Inside, Andrus, tipped out of bounds off of Carson, and he's just beating Andrus up. Andrus, you can see he's got long arms, can get up in the air, he rebounds well, but to play at this next level, he is going to have to get a lot stronger. They bring in another new player. He saw some action in the first half. Andrew Flick, a 5'10 junior, and he goes in for Swindle. Flick is the out-of-bounds man. Looks for someone to get it into. He does find Andrews on the right side, guarded by Ricketts. Little lob inside. Help side defense late. McElmurray just fouled out of the game. He fouled Carey, and McElmurray will leave with 5 points with his fifth foul.
And as he always does, he hustles. Chris Fowley immediately ran over to the bench. He had a, you know, he started off the house of fire with a lot of energy. I think made our first basket or two, and boy, it was a tough second half for McElmurray. But it doesn't matter. We're way ahead, and he'll play better tonight, I'm sure.
So Carey to the line to shoot two. Jacob Carey's first attempt, no good. He's not scored in the tournament. Trying to get one down here. His team down 61-34. They lost to Marion Catholic 75-71, and they beat Minooka in another game. Second free throw by Carey is good. He's one for two. They beat Minooka 64-55. Minooka lost earlier, 44-39 to Maine South, 61-35. Galesburg ball, Ricketts inside. He's working on Carey. Shot up good. Ryan Ricketts on the left block gets a basket. 63-35. Streaks. 7:02 to go in the ball game. It's been all Galesburg from the get-go. Up top, Carey on the left side to Arnold. Arnold tries to drive past Dalton Davis. He's double-teamed. Kicks it out to Andrews on the left baseline. And he stepped out of bounds. Ran out of real estate. Good hustle by Carson to get over there and give him trouble.
Well, and the members of the United Township team sitting right down here below us, they're watching this one because they play this Lakes team at 4:30 this afternoon. And, of course, they've got another meeting with the Silver Streaks coming up here at Galesburg.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Right wing is Chad Thompson. Chad back up top to Ricketts, and just a bad laser beam pass toward Davis on the left side, and it hit the second row and bounced off Rob Williams. 10 Galesburg turnovers in the game, probably three unforced. Approaching the 6.5-minute mark, and it's all but decided with the final score. Andrews to the basket. He is fouled. Will shoot two. And it is Carson who picks it up. It's his second. Andrews with 7 in the game, 2 in the first half, and he'll get 2 free throws here. He may pad his scoring here in this fourth quarter. And he's a smooth player. He shoots well. Got a lot of points. Could become their school's all-time leading scorer. And I talked him out of a free throw. He missed it. Spun out on him. Swindle back into the game for Lakes. Out goes Arnold. Galesburg on the floor with Carson Williams, Dalton Davis, Chad Thompson, and Ryan Ricketts. Second free throw by Andrews on the way. He made it. And no press or anything like that. 63-36. Galesburg outscored Lakes 21-15 of the third quarter.
Well, a three-pointer would get the clock running, wouldn't it?
I don't know if they do that. Yeah, I guess so. I kept thinking the beginning of the quarter, but I think you're right. I think once it hits 30, point. You're right. It goes. Skip pass over to Williams. Inside, jump pass to Carson. Out to Chad. Three on the way. You're going to get your wish. Three is good by Chad Thompson. It is a 30-point lead, 66-36. Under 6 minutes to go now in the game. Inside.
Tip in by Andrews.
Well, he bounces right back and hits a two. 66-38. Andrews, like I said, is going to pad that scoring number a little bit. 28-point streaks lead. 5:45 to go in the game. Chad Thompson down on the right side to Tremaine Carson, who has some trouble with the basketball. Jump ball will stay with the Streaks. We're going to see Logan Scott check into the basketball game for the first time for the Silver Streaks. He had a 12-point game against Taylorville. Played very well in that effort.
Yeah, he did.
Andrews is probably done for the night as he sits down. And the clock is running. So we do have running clock as of the 6:05 mark of the game. Ball is inbounded to Garrett Williams. Chad out. He is out. Williams misses the shot and the rebound taken out by Carey.
Chad left holding his throat. Somebody must have put an elbow in there.
Down low, Carey loses control, and now a loose ball on the floor. Guess who picks it up? Ricketts to Logan Scott, who runs into a man, and now he's trapped. He gets rid of it to Dalton Davis. Under 5 minutes to go, running clock, 66-38 Galesburg. Ricketts with the left baseline. We're going to see another substitution in just a moment. Going to bring up a guy from one of the lower levels, and I'm not going to be able to tell you who he is. We'll hear for the announcement. Chad, or Brandon Thompson's going to check in a moment, too. Right side, Williams. He'll swing it around. Dalton Davis on the left wing. Now he sends Thompson back to the bench. And he'll bring someone else in. Logan Scott with it right wing. Up top, Dalton Davis. Boy, Ricketts working inside. He's been in the lane a long time, and that's what the official just called him for. 3 seconds, probably more like seven to Mullane.
Ryan Carl going to come in here,
Ryan
too.
Carl getting some time. Haven't seen him. Well, he did. He got a little bit of time in the Alleman game. Out goes Dalton Davis. Good to see Carl get in there and play a little bit. In fact, he'll get quite a bit of time. 4 minutes, 10 seconds to go, 66-38. Gillsburg on top and still in a man-to-man. Up top with the ball for Lakes. Parker Blaine inside, tried to get a shot off. No good. It was tipped out of bounds off of Garrett Williams. Carey knocked it off Williams' leg.
United Township team just left. They didn't figure they had much left to see at this point, and they're probably ready for lunch, so they'll be back for that 4:30 game.
Jack Schneider in the ball game for
number 15, Chad Johnson.
Lakes making his first appearance. And they'll finally get started here. The clock will keep rolling. Under 3.5 minutes to go now, 66-38. Ball inbounded to Carey, free throw line area. Dumps it down low. Jump shot put up by Schneider, who just came in the game no good. They grab a rebound, though, on the offensive end by Blaine. Another crack at it on the right wing. Jack Olson, who's in the game, a 6'6 senior. He had it on the right wing. Carey with it now behind the back dribble, working on the left side. Up top, hands it to one of the guards and some movement. Schneider inside. Carey, a bunny inside. No good. And Ricketts the rebound. Back the other way to the basket. Carson goes strong. He got the basket, and he's in double figures. Tremaine with 10. 68-38 streaks. Having fun.
Nice game for Tremaine Carson, who's really coming along, as Coach Cheeseman told us at halftime.
Olson with it on the right elbow. He sizes up. Carl pulls back. Nice touch by the big guy. Jack Olson got a field goal for Lakes. 68-40. Down to 2:35 in the ball game. Running clock. So the Streaks looking to win their fifth in a row. Inside Carl, up top to Ricketts. Logan Scott, long three, missed it short. Rebound by Olson. Jack Olson the rebound after he just made a basket. Up top with it, working the ball, Schneider. He gives it over to Dante Arnold. Arnold, lob inside for Carey. Shot blocked by Carl and a rebound. Good defense, Ryan Carl. Logan Scott with it, approaching the two-minute mark of the game, 68-40. Down on the baseline, trying to control it. Back out to Carl. Top of the key, Ricketts. He's going to shoot the long one. It's not close. And the rebound to Arnold. He tried that in the Taylorville game. He had about four of them, didn't make any of them. But I've seen him in a three-point shootout. Here's a steal. Carson going the other way. Layup. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Olson of Lakes. As they come back down 68-40, a minute 35 to go. Running shot in the lane. Good by Dante Arnold. And they will stop the clock with a timeout.
They're just going to get some different players in.
Austin Garnett coming in, four of his streaks. And Lakes will bring in a new player, Hernandez.
Yeah, the coach is just telling the players to stay out on the court so they won't even use the length of this timeout.
So Galesburg, the basketball, as they start the clock back up. Under a minute and a half to go, 68-42 of a lead. Out on the right side, putting up a long jumper, no good. As Garnett's in the game, they've got a couple other young players in there. The rebound taken out by Blaine, and then he throws it away. Back the other way, Galesburg basketball. Top of the key, Logan Scott. He sees an opening, goes to the basket, layup. Good with the left hand, Logan Scott. Nice move, 70-42 streaks. 58 seconds to go. Lakes with the basketball. It's been, like I said, all Galesburg, all game long. Trying to get to the basket is Ra Hernandez. He can't do it. Skip it across. Schneider with it. Hands off. They move it around. There's a lot of new guys in the ballgame. Olson with it, top of the key to Schneider. 40 seconds to play. Schneider puts it on the floor. Down to Olson on the right baseline. He had a shot earlier. He and Carl, two tall guys going at it. Carl fouled him as he went toward the middle. The clock will keep rolling. This game will be about over by the time he shoots the two free throws.
He'll have to shoot them quick or he won't get
off. Yeah, he may not. Jack Olson with a field goal in the quarter. He's going to go to the line. 23-22. We may be done by the time he shoots the free throws. And he's taking his time. First one, nice for him. He missed it. One more. See if they let him have it. If I'm him at the line, I am screaming for the basketball. Oh, yeah. Give me the ball. I want to score. That's just me. 7 seconds, 6 seconds, second free throw on the way. He made them both, and that should be all she wrote with the final score. That is it. Galesburg a winner, 70-43. Five straight wins, and now a 12-7 record on the season. Stay tuned for the post game. It's coming up next. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, your local Guardian generator dealer. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By attorneys Roberts and Wilcox and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. By Kohl's Diamond Gallery, forever starts here. By medical and surgical specialists, Drs. Tom Patterson and John McClain at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 502. By Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg, providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law decisions for your elderly loved one. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. By Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agent on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Shelter insurance for auto, life, and home. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Lock your keys in your car, have engine trouble, or run out of gas? You can't predict what might happen while you're out on the road. With Pekin Insurance roadside rescue coverage from Craddy Insurance in Galesburg, you will have peace of mind service 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Call Craddy Insurance today for more details about why you should have this. One call does it all, roadside rescue claim service from Pekin Insurance. You'll put your mind at ease.
With a Guardian automatic home standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about blackouts. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of an outage. Guardian generators don't require extension cords, the mess and smell of gasoline, or prior planning. For less than the cost of a central air conditioning unit or a plasma TV, you can have peace of mind of your own 24/7 with your own personal power plant next to your home. For your Guardian automatic home standby generator, call the generator experts at Galesburg Electric. The electricity experts, Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
When I step onto your farm, I am dedicated to serving you. I will offer only the best seed for your farm. I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dyna-Grow.
When you choose Dyna-Grow Seed and CPS, you can be sure that you're getting the best seed for your farm. I'm Kurt Emkin with CPS in Yates City. Call me at 221-7351.
Oh, just a little further. Oh. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dickerson Photography, timeless images for you and your family. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Office Specialists Incorporated in Galesburg, Monmouth, and Kewaunee, where your office is their business.
Dr. John McClain knows that when you're diagnosed with cancer, you want a doctor to take time to educate you about your illness and the treatment options and explain the detail of chemotherapy. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McClain, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare. Cloudy the rest of today with a high reaching 36 degrees. Cloudy with patchy fog developing tonight and a low of 28. Cloudy Tuesday with a high of 37. Cloudy 27 Tuesday night. Freezing rain possible Wednesday with a high of 35. By Thursday, a full-blown chance of rain and a high of 35 again. Currently, it's 34 degrees at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS Boys Basketball continues with the Galesburg Orthopedic Services postgame show, brought to you by Drs. Garnett, Shire, and Bussey, getting you back into the game.
Galesburg, a big win over Lake, 70-43. Five straight victories now, 12-7 on the season. Assistant coach Steve Cheeseman here to chat with us. The postgame interview brought to you by Kohl's Diamond Gallery. Forever starts here.
Okay, well, coach, anytime you can keep the clock running in the fourth quarter continuous on the high side, you've got to be pretty satisfied with how your day's gone.
Yeah, some good things happen, that's for sure. And you know, you also like that in this kind of situation where you're playing a doubleheader, get some people a little bit of rest too.
Tremaine Carson hits double figures. We mentioned him at halftime. He had a nice game tonight.
He's so athletic, and he's coming each time. I think each time that he's got playing time, he's been a little better than the previous time. I think it just takes him some time. It's taken him some time to get acclimated and get accustomed to the system, and that's a natural thing. But he's an athlete. He's eager to learn, and as you said, he can bring a lot to the table.
When this game started, I'm looking at Lake's lineup, and they've got 6'5" sophomore DeAndre Hudson, 6'4" senior Marcel Kirkman Bay, and I thought, boy, Victor might be in for a tough go of it with these big guys down low, but you could tell he was the senior amongst those guys.
Yeah, and they have some athletic talent. You know, Lake's brings some things to the table. I think everybody that's been in this tournament is certainly a foe to be respected. You know, I think the key for us is we came out, we played again with purpose on the offensive end, move the ball, share the ball, got into a rhythm again, and took off and ran. And when we do that, good things are going to happen.
You know, we were talking about Tyler Swindle, who had a nice game for them. They've got a couple of good players, and I think what you're mentioning here is that you get a tournament like this and you say, oh yeah, that guy's a nice player for that team, and you know, he does some good things, but you've got to have the whole package. And I think that's one of the things that's benefited the Silver Streaks here, is they've got such great balance right now at every position. That's been the key for you.
Yeah, and you know, no matter what you're talking about, no matter what situation you're in, this is a team game, and if you don't do it team-wise, both on the defensive end and the offensive end, you're going to have troubles. Our guys are buying into that. We're emphasizing that and all the little stuff and growing more and more and more with our approach and our confidence, bringing that whole package together. Good things are happening right now.
Lakes came out with some pressure early in this game. Do you think they watched the Maine South game on Saturday, where we struggled in the fourth quarter against that pressure?
Yeah, you know, I think so. And we've really pretty much handled pressure, especially in Coach Reynolds' first 2 years. He has a nice scheme in terms of a press breaker and in terms of handling pressure. You know, who knows what happens? There's some athletes there, and sometimes you get to going too fast. And that's what, you know, the basic premise is of going full court against you and trying to play a full court game and pressuring you, is it gets people moving a little bit more than the speed they're normally accustomed to. I think we did that, and we do that sometimes.
What's the approach now? As you got one more game, everybody go out and get a good meal, just rest up and be ready to go?
Get something in their system that can burn off, get some water into them, get hydrated, get off their feet, get back here and go through their regular routine. Not get ahead of ourselves here. I mean, you know, we're playing for a trophy here. That's something that hasn't been done in many, many, many years, but we can't get ahead of ourselves. We got to stay within what we do, make it as routine as possible, and we'll add them up when they're all done.
Yeah. Well, and I think that the key coming into tonight is obviously the way this thing has played out, don't be overconfident. Yeah, you're playing the team that hasn't won a game yet. You've played some tough games, especially on Saturday, but if you just show up, it could be like that Urbana game earlier in the year where we barely got out with a win.
And that's my point here, that we've got to continue to do the things that have allowed us to go on this run. Can't do anything different. That can't get outside of ourselves or out of our system. Got to stay hungry. Take that old proverbial one game at a time. Respect your opponent. Fear none. All those things are cliches, but they work. They work, and that's where we've got to go here. We've got to stay right within what we're doing and come out and take care of our business, we'll like, I think, where we are if we do that.
See you back here in a few hours.
Thank you, Jim.
That's Steve Cheeseman, assistant Streaks coach, as Galesburg a big win over Lake, 70-43. The postgame is brought to you by Galesburg Orthopedic Services. Drs. Garnett, Shire, and Bussey getting you back in the game. We'll take a look at the numbers next. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball Postgame on WGIL at WGIL.com.
As a mother, you keep a close eye on your family, watching over them, seeing to their needs, looking after their health. That's why OSF St. Mary Medical Center consistently recruits the best minds in healthcare, from nurses and technicians to physicians and surgeons, and why we offer not one, but 8 convenient clinics throughout the Galesburg area. Learn more online at www.osfstmary.org. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Dr. Thomas Patterson performs a no-scalpel vasectomy, a technique done through a tiny puncture instead of incisions. It's less traumatic, shortens recovery time, and typically takes less than 30 minutes. Medical and surgical specialist Drs. Thomas Patterson and John McLean, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square in West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision.
Shh! You did not just...
Look at that dish. Seared squab with foie gras.
And that thing that just raced by?
With my appetite.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision...
Foie gras.
Out of collision.
Want to save 20% on your insurance? Insure your home and auto with shelter insurance, and you could save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call me today, 343-2428.
Highlighting local sports every weekend. It's WGIL Sports Saturday. Hear from coaches, players, administrators, and others. Saturday morning at 8 on WGIL.
Galesburg, a convincing win over Lake 70-43. They took a 23-9 lead in the first quarter. Led 40-19 at half, 17-10. They outscored the Eagles in the second. 21-15, they continued into the third quarter. In the fourth quarter, the running clock began at 6:05 when Chad Thompson hit a three on the left baseline. It was 66-36 at that point, and the streaks cruised to a 70-43 victory. Postgame stats brought to you by Amy Howard, shelter insurance agent for auto, life, and home.
I forgot to put on my readers here, Mike. I'm getting old. Got to read these little numbers. Big number for Galesburg shooting-wise, 53% from the field. Streaks 29 out of 55. Pretty steady shooting performance. Actually tailed off a little in that fourth quarter, which was, you don't want to call it garbage time, I guess, but continuous clock, and things were just winding down. But anyway, Streaks with a nice shooting effort throughout the game today. Lakes ends up at 39%, 16 out of 41 from the field. Galesburg dominant on the boards throughout, 32-23, the final tally. Again, at halftime, they were up 22-8 on the rebounds. Yeah. And turnovers, not a big problem, 12 for Lakes, 10 for Galesburg. And, you know, Mike, I don't know, and looking at the turnover numbers, they aren't real high in any of these tournament games, and you wonder, so many times on a Friday night we'll see teams with 20-22 turnovers. Does that reflect, you think, the intensity of the games Friday nights?
It makes you wonder.
A
zone. Usually when you see a zone defense, Maine South came out for a little while in a zone, and then certainly there was another game there was some zone defense. Not so much in this one, but what shocked me was the Maine South game where Galesburg turned the ball over five times. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was just remarkable. So I think there is much more intensity in the conference games. I don't mean to take anything away from these games, but when you've got rivalries going at each other, I think they are absolutely pounding fists, and they're really beating each other up.
Yeah, and that'll be the change once we get to Friday night again and go up to Wharton Fieldhouse in Moline. Cool. And I've only seen us win one time up there in my career doing Galesburg games. It dates back to 96, and of course that was the year that we finished second in the state. Other than that, we have had no success at all at Wharton Fieldhouse. But the way this team is playing right now, maybe this is the year we finally go up there and snag a game.
Kind of have to shoot well there. There's no doubt about it. That's one thing they don't do well there, and sustain a lead and all that other stuff. But so far, they've won five in a row. They've won seven of their last eight. And they've got that record up to 12-7 now. One more win, they get the trophy in this tournament. They'll play a team they should beat. Does that mean they will? Not necessarily. So we'll see what happens tonight. Unbelievable balance, the most balanced attack all year. Had 5 in double figures, led by Brandon Thompson with 15 points. He's in double figures for six straight games now. 13 apiece for Chad Thompson and Victor Davis. Victor Davis with 9 rebounds. Chad Thompson and Brandon Thompson grabbed 6 each. 13 points, I mentioned, Victor. 10 for Tremaine Carson and 10 for Dalton Davis. 5 for Ryan McElmurray before he fouled out with 7:26 to go. 2 points apiece for Ryan Ricketts and Logan Scott. For Lakes, 14 for Tyler Swindle, 11 of those in the first half. John Andrews did hit double figures with 10, about half his scoring average. Running down the list, 5 for Dante Arnold, 2 for Parker Blaine, or rather Marcel Kirkman-Bay. 2.7 rebounds, 2 points for Nathan McMahon, 6 points for DeAndre Hudson, 1 for Jacob Carey, 3 for Jack Olson. And Galesburg, 7 threes made in the ball game. Lakes hits 2. Galesburg, 5 of 8 free throw shooting. Lakes, just 7 of 15 from the foul line. And again, Galesburg, 11 turnovers. Lakes with a dozen in the game as the Streaks win their 5th. In a row. We'll come back, pick the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and set the stage for the finale tonight at 6. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball Postgame on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Hi, this is Jeff and Lori from Kohl's Diamond Gallery.
Some places want to fool you with the illusion of great values, but what they don't tell you is that the quality has suffered dramatically.
Lori and I take a lot of pride in every piece of merchandise in our store. We hand select every diamond, which means you'll never find anything less than the finest quality.
Come and let the Kohl's Diamond Gallery family take care of you. We will make sure you're satisfied with your purchase and guarantee you'll want to visit us again.
Kohl's Diamond Gallery, 54 South Seminary, downtown Galesburg. Forever starts here.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com, and by Casey's Party Supplies at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg.
Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square downtown, has 0% financing on most models, large rebates to kick the year off right, and new vehicles arriving daily. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Blinker.
You could win up to $500 cash just by wearing the red WGIL button. For more details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
Galesburg, a winner, is 70-43 over Lakes. Out of Lake Villa, dominant game for the Streaks. First order business, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. There really was no crunch period in this game. So I'm loving the energy, the performance, and the career high out of one Tremaine Carson. I'll turn you up. I guess that would help.
Yeah, that's fine. No, you wouldn't have to, because that was going to be my thought as well. I was looking through the starters. And, you know, one of the things is when you get a team that's real balanced the way we've been here of late, sometimes it's hard to pick that player of the game, because you get contributions from everybody. And we did hear again today, but Tremaine is the one that jumps out as the guy that normally isn't going to hit double figures. But he came off the bench not only with the points, but rebounding, and he poked the ball away from behind a couple of times, forced some turnovers. And, boy, that's the kind of guy when you can bring off the bench that can be really key for you, because he can contribute on both ends of the court. So many times you bring a player off the bench that might be a shooter, but he doesn't play any defense or one-dimensional type of player. But he's able to do a lot of things, and I think he's playing smarter basketball now. He used to come in and just commit two or three fouls and sit down. Now he seems to have controlled that a little bit better. He brings out athleticism and energy, and he's really become a valuable player for us.
Big points. Yeah, he had 4 in the main South game that were crucial. All points in that game were crucial, and then Ottoman, he came off the bench and had 6 in that game. So his value is really shooting upwards, as he's been a very big part of this team and a key bench player. And double figures today, 10 points, 2 rebounds, and he is the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Manuka up at 6 o'clock. We'll be on the air around 5:40. Let's roll through the list of scores. I had him sitting right in front of me. Of course, I moved him to get you up to speed on what's happened up to the very moment in this tournament. Saturday, United Township beat Manuka 58-35 in the first game. The Indians then lost to Lakes in the second session Saturday, 64-55, and they lost a tough one today to Maine South. They looked at the scoring sheet. They led all the way going into the fourth quarter, and then got outscored in that fourth quarter like 14-5, ended up losing the game. In fact, it was 14-8. They led Maine South 31-30 going into the fourth quarter. Maine South outscored them 14-8, won the game 44-39. So they're going to come out, probably be a little angry from that one, 4-8 record. And Galesburg, again, with the 70-43 win over Lakes, now at 12-7. The winning streak grows to 5, and they look to gather the big trophy after that. Earlier scores today, mentioned the Maine-South Minooka game, 44-39, Maine-South wins. And then UT had a fight on its hands until about 2 or 3 minutes to go in the game. They pulled away from Marion Catholic and won it 50-39. Galesburg again the win, double-digit margin, 70-43 over Lakes. Our thanks so much for tuning in, either on the web or on WGIL. Our thanks to Will and everyone else back at the radio station studio engineering. Our thanks really to everyone. It's been a lot of fun, and as this winning streak moves along, it's even better and better to be a part of Streaks basketball. And hopefully you'll come out tonight. Look for a good crowd tonight to root this team on to something that could be very special. And hopefully, if you can't make it, certainly tune in, but hopefully you can make it out to the game. Saturday's crowd, not so good. And maybe we can change that tonight and really root these guys out, and they're playing their tails off. I'm Mike Perry. We say good afternoon from Thiel Gymnasium.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.